So this session is on domestic violence research, 15 years after the Violence Against Women Act. And the panel will talk about the progress that's been made over the years, as well as identifying what still needs to be done. And I also wanted to note that, at least in a cataloging sense, we have a Violence Against Women compendium of research on our website. So if you were at the NIJ website and you just put in the key terms VAW compendium, you will quickly find it. And that compendium, by various categories, lists all the studies we've done over those 15-plus years with a brief paragraph on what the study is about, and if it's, the study's been completed, it'll have a brief paragraph on the results. And then, of course, for full reports, the National Criminal Justice Reference Service is the place to go, ncjrs.org. And full reports of all the studies are archived there. And then if you're a researcher and interested in data, all the data is archived at the University of Michigan Data Archive. So the panel, we will not go in the order that's in the program. First, Dr. Claire Renzetti, who is the new endowed chair at the Center for Research on Violence Against Women at the University of Kentucky, will open. Claire has an extensive history of work in this area. She's numerous books and articles, and she's currently working on issues related to trafficking. Then following Claire, Claire's going to essentially review some of the progress we've made over the years, but also identify some of the gaps and where we still need to go in terms of some of the research. Following Claire, Dr. Connie Beck at the University of Arizona in psychology will speak about her project, but also about one of the ongoing controversies that continues to exist in this area. Some people know it as gender symmetry. Others have said that we shouldn't use that term anymore, that there is no symmetry, suggesting that both men and women are perpetrators in equal amounts. Connie will give us her perspective on that, essentially why smart people disagree on this topic. And following Connie will be Barbara Hart. Barbara has also worked in this field for many years, currently at the Muskie School of Public Service at the University of Southern Maine. Barbara will give us her perspective from the field, and both as a lawyer and an advocate and someone who's worked on these issues for decades. And Barbara, more recently, I think, is known for her efforts at disseminating what we do know through her many audio conferences that are held, and many people in the field, perhaps some of you, have been a part of those conferences. So let us open with Claire.